today for all of us to serve the Lord with all of our heart. I invite you to take your Bibles this morning, if you would, to locate to the book of Acts chapter 6. The book of Acts chapter 6 is where we'll begin this morning. While you're turning, I meant to say I look back and I missed her, but she was here last night. It's good to see Marlene Bryant back with us for the first time after her surgery. And she and Cecil both here this morning. They were here with us last night for the bluegrass. And Marlene, it's good to see you this morning. God bless you. Thank you. Been praying for you. It's always a special occasion when, in the life of any church, where you can set aside men for ministry. It's not the first time that there arose a need in the church for good leaders. In fact, it was a situation in the early church in Acts chapter 6 that began with a problem that could have become a bigger problem. But through the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of Christ, the church was able to follow the leadership of the Lord to find solutions to the problem. You know, there are some people who always see problems. You know the type. They always see something wrong in everything that's going on. There's always something negative. You know, they don't have any solutions to the problem. They just want to point out all the negative, you know. And those folks don't have a lot of friends. Have you noticed that? They don't have a lot of friends. But in the early church, in Acts chapter 6, there was a problem, ministry-wise. God brought about a solution. And in that, we have the beginning of what we know is the office of deacon of the local church. And if you have found Acts chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, I invite you to stand to honor the reading of God's word this morning. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily administration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Would you join me in prayer? Father, as we come here today to set aside 2 godly men who you have chosen and whom this church has set aside to approve to serve in the ministry of deacon in this local body of believers, we ask, Lord, your blessings upon them, upon their families, and upon this church, that as a result of their ministry, the word of God will increase. The ministry of this church will spread forth. Many souls will come to know you as Savior. We thank you for this day. We ask in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. And you may be seated. What is interesting is that in this passage, when this first group of men were set aside, that were known, that would be called deacons later. The word deacon, it comes from a Greek word, diakonai. That's almost a transliteration of that. And it literally means servant. That's what a deacon is. A deacon is a servant. It's not a board of directors. It's not an administration overseer. It's a servant. It's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all. And he's a servant to the ministry in the church, to the people of God. What's interesting is that the men that were chosen were men who were already serving in the church in other ways. They were ministering. They were active. They were faithful. They didn't become faithful once they got to become deacons. They were already serving. They were already faithful. When I look at the two men that we have before us this morning, steps up in front of this church, that's one of the things that sticks out to me most of all. These two men have already been faithful and serving in this local church. Since their time that they've come here, they found a place to serve. They found something to do. They, knowing their gifts and talents and abilities and desires, they came and they said, "What can I do to help? I'd like to do something." And they just jumped right in, rolled up their sleeves, and went to work. So it's no accident that this church sees fit to separate and set aside these men in the office of deacon this morning. You know, the Bible in the New Testament only has two offices in the church, the pastor and the deacon. And in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and I'll not take time to read all that passage this morning, but it's interesting that the qualifications that are set forth in that passage of Scripture is almost word for word the same qualifications set forth for a pastor. That's no accident. These godly men who are already serving as deacons who are sitting behind me this morning on the platform have been where you've sat, Brother Joe and Brother Gary, and they know what it's like. And one of the things that stuck out to me that I keep remembering over the last couple weeks since our deacon election and our meetings with you guys and examination is that both of these men said, "I'm not worthy to serve as a deacon. Looking at the list, the qualifications, and what's expected, I'm not worthy." And I said, "You're right. None of us are. There's not a single one of us worthy. If you think you're worthy, if you think you have, then you probably shouldn't be serving in that because there's an ego problem somewhere. But because these men said, I don't feel worthy, shows the true spirit of humility that should be evident in the life of a servant of God and a deacon, a servant within the church. So this morning, the men behind me have different parts of this service, and they will come one right after the other to do their part, and then we will continue through the ordination.
Before I read the statement of recommendation, I'd like to say something to Joe and Gary. I appreciate the fact that they have stepped up to serve in this church. I know they're both godly men. I appreciate their friendship. I appreciate what they do in this church. I've known Joe a little bit longer than I've known Gary, but I've known Gary has come in the last little bit, the last years. He comes in and he helps mark out some on the Bible studies on Wednesday nights when certain things pop up and happen. And I'm appreciative of that, Gary. I'm appreciative of Joe. I'm appreciative of your friendship. I'm appreciative of the things that you do behind the scenes at this church. Both of them have a serving heart. And I appreciate the leadership that they both show. And again, I appreciate the friendship. I appreciate the love for this church and the love for their God. Amen. And with that being said, we, the Deacon Ministry Team, after dedicated prayer and careful examination of the candidates, do hereby recommend that White Plains Baptist Church proceed with full confidence and assurance with the ordinations of Joe Farnell and Gary Rich as deacons.
Yep. The pastor asked me to come read the charges against you. But they were paid by Christ, so you're off the hook. Gentlemen, as you're about to enter upon the duty of deacon, and the honor that is given with it, we as the Deacon Ministry Team express the hope that you will prove yourself worthy of the confidence placed in you. Never forget yours as a sacred office, and under the guidance and supervision of the church, you will assist in the duty of shepherding the flock. We would remind you that the scripture says, "For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." That's from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. "In all your labor, we would encourage you to God and to His Word, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among the saints." Gentlemen, I charge you, stay faithful, stay in the Word.
Amen. Okay, all right. Now to the charge to the church. This morning, in the passage that we read in Acts chapter 6, we find three things that I want to point out to you. First of all, there is a responsibility of the church. The church has a responsibility under the leadership of the Lord to set aside men to serve. The work of the church is not done by one person. No one person can do everything that needs to be done. It takes a team of dedicated servants. You as a church have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to pray for these men. You have a responsibility to support them. You have a responsibility to help them. Now, the deacons is not the complaint department of the church. We seem to think that we find one that we can talk to and that we just unload everything on them. That's not the responsibility there. The responsibility is to pray for them, to encourage them, to support them. They are here to minister to you. Many of you will have certain families, and the way we do our deacon ministry, there are certain group of families that each deacon has. And at the time of need, time of ministry, they'll be there for you, encourage you. You should feel free to call upon them if you need someone to pray with you, someone to encourage you and help you. But it's interesting to see the response of this action in verse 5. It says that when they appointed these men and set them aside and chose them, and notice that it was the 12 that chose them, presented them in front of the church. It says in verse 5, "And the saying pleased the whole multitude." Well, imagine that. They pleased the whole church one time. That doesn't happen all the time. Have you noticed that? You know how hard it is just to please your family at dinner? You know, what are we going to eat? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? Where do you want to go? I don't know. I had that yesterday. I don't want that. I'm on this. I'm gluten. Or I'm carb-free, whatever. You know, and you can't even, it's hard to please just three or four in your own family just at dinner time. But this happened here in such a miraculous way that the entire church was pleased with the decision. That's the way it ought to be, folks. We as the body of Christ don't have to agree on every little minor thing, but we do need to come together in a spirit of unity and love for the cause of Christ and move forward for the work of God. And it pleased the multitude. And then lastly, the result. The word of God increased and the number of disciples was multiplied. You know you've chosen the right deacons when the church grows and moves forward for the cause of Christ. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. These men, and joining the others behind me, this church should be better in the days ahead because of the ministry of the men we're setting aside. Sad to say that doesn't happen everywhere. And sometimes we blame this, that, and the other, but sometimes it's, we just got to call it like it is. And sometimes churches put the wrong men in leadership because they think who they are, or their last name, or their family, or because they're popular, when there's nothing spiritual about them at all. This is a spiritual office. And it requires men full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, an honest report to serve. And the result should be that the church grows and the ministry expands. So as a church, you have a responsibility this morning to keep these men accountable, to hold them up in prayer, to encourage them. And when they come to you for help in some area, be ready to help. Because they'll be ready to help you when you need them as they minister to you. So as a church, let us go forward for the cause of Christ.
Joe and Gary, I want to thank you for your dedication to the church, for all you do for the church. I know the next 3 years that you're going to be blessed by God by serving, and I know that you're going to be a blessing to us by serving. I want you to respond, I do, to the following. Joe Purnell and Gary Rich, having carefully and prayerfully considered the responsibilities and the eligibility which the office you are called to fulfill carries, and with a just appreciation of these, do you accept the office, and with the help of God, and will you seek to perform the duties and do these things which make the peace, purity, and spiritual growth of the church in which you are called to serve?
I do. I've been asked to do the ordination prayer, but before I do, I do want to speak to these two gentlemen from the heart. First of all, guys, as David said, thank you guys. Thank you for allowing yourself to be used in this capacity, for stepping up. You are already serving in our church. And one thing you've got to realize, that deacon is a servant. It's a humbling position. I sure do appreciate you guys' willingness to put yourself in that position to serve in this capacity. I thank you. I regret not being able to serve with you that first year, but Lord willing, I hope we'll have a time together where I can jump in there with you. One thing you got to realize is you're being ordained, you're always going to be a deacon. Always look at it like that. But I do thank you for your willingness to serve. And I do want to say to Joe, Joe is a perfect example of the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anybody can sit up here in orange socks and an orange tie and be ordained. That's a God thing. And I can truly say, even because of that, I still love him. And for Gary, there's nobody more excited to see you become a deacon than Scott Sheriff, because he is no longer the shortest deacon in the history of We appreciate that, guys. I do love you. I do thank you for allowing yourself to be used by God. So if we can all bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we just come here today to celebrate this wonderful event. Lord, the date of September 11th caused us to look back in our country as a time of reflective tragedy, but we want to use today as a time of glorification of the power of God, that God's still in control. And we're going to use September 11th today to celebrate Jesus Christ by bringing these two men into the fold of deacon. I'm just thankful for their willingness to serve, God. I pray for them. I ask, God, that you allow our church to support them 100%, to always be there for them, to remember the ones, they're the ones that put them in this position. They're the ones that need to back them up, God. And God, we know it's going to be hard at times, God. They're going to get the call to get up and go serve when they may be tired, when they may be other things they might have planned. God, I pray there'll always be willingness to serve. I pray, God, that they'll understand the magnification of what's involved in being a deacon. They're going to be looked at closely. They're going to be held to a certain standard, God. They're going to be above reproach. I ask, God, that you not allow them to be tempted to do anything that's going to hurt their witness. I ask that, God, you not allow them to be put in a position that's going to make them lose their effectiveness to serve in that capacity. God, I ask that every decision they make while they're serving be inspired by you. Everything they do be used to glorify you, God. I pray, God, you give them the boldness to speak up and share what's on their heart and mind in the deacon's meeting. I pray, God, you allow them to realize that they're here, first of all, to glorify and serve Jesus Christ, but also to look out what's better for White Plains Baptist Church, God. I ask, God, you not let them take this mission lightly. I pray for their families, that you'll support them and understand there are going to be times they're going to need to be away. Pray, God, they'll understand that, God. And I thank you, God, for the privilege of being able to be called a deacon at White Plains. And I just ask you to bless your deacon ministry mightily, God, and ask your church to get behind them 100% and bless them in everything they attempt to do for this body of White Plains, Lord. You know what I pray? Amen.
Amen.
We now come to the point of the service of the laying on of hands. It says in our scripture in Acts 6 that we read that they set them aside, prayed, and laid hands on them. This is a reverent, symbolic act of the leadership of the church, conveying upon them a special ministry that they will serve. So I'm going to ask Brother Joe and Brother Gary if you will take the two chairs and sit in the chairs before you. I'm going to ask Joe's wife, Vicki, our pianist, to stand behind your husband. I've got a special request this morning, and I'm going to do. We always have the wives stand behind their husbands to show their support from the family. Today I'm going to ask Gary's sisters, Ollie and Barb, who are here with us, if they will come and stand behind their brother as we come to lay hands on him. Would y'all do? I had asked them that before. And they willingly, enthusiastically said they'd be glad to do that. Joe Parnell, Gary Rich, as you have been duly chosen by the members of this church to serve as the deacon, we now confirm that choice, and as the leaders, the ordained leaders of this church, we now ordain you to the office of deacon in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he purchased by his own blood. I'm going to ask our current deacons if they would to leave the platform and form a line in front of these two men. I want to also ask that all the other ordained men of our church, whether you're currently serving on the deacons now or not, we want to invite you to join them as well. And we know that we have some special guests who are here today, both family and friends of our deacon candidates. And if you are here this morning and you are an ordained deacon in your own church, we invite you to join this morning in the laying on of hands to your brother or friend. And it would be a great honor for you to do that. I will be the final one to pray over you this morning after all the other deacons have prayed. Jeannie's going to play softly in just a moment. Gentlemen, after you lay hands and pray, I invite you to sign the back of the deacon certificates that we have on the table so they can have a permanent record of all of the men who participated this morning. As a congregation, just ask you to enter into a moment of quiet prayer and reflection.
pastor has asked me to give the blessing for the deacons and their families. Before I do that, I'd like to say, words come in my heart and my mind for these men, Joe Parnell and Gary Rich. Honorable, godly, and dedicated.
Amen.
Those are the three words that I think about. They are up to anything that comes their way. And please, I beg of you, church, please support these men. They're good men. And they are they're certainly a blessing to have as deacons. So, and when I think of this blessing, I think of my brother Gary Rich because it's short. So, let's bow our heads. And let's bow our heads. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to just read their certificate of ordination, present it to Gary and Joe. And it says, Gary Rich and Joe Parnell, having been chosen as a person of good report, full of spirit and wisdom, and capable of serving well, was set apart publicly to the office and work of deacon by White Plains Baptist Church, Palliser, South Carolina, on the 11th day of September 2016. And our chairman and deacon at this time, Scott Sheriff, and Pastor Mark's signatures are on them.
Now it's your turn. This is a setting aside of the church for the office of deacon. And so, where are you going to be? Stay out of here. It's okay. No, we got you. We good right now. We good right now. So, Jenny, play us something a little peppy. You could put that closing song that we'll sing in here in a minute, page 419, if you want to. You could just play that if you want. I invite you to stand. Deacons have come, and I wish you could have heard the prayers that were prayed here at the front. My, what a blessing. So now, we're going to ask you to come.